arms are open wide. This is WCNO Palm City, the good news station.
It is God who always is pursuing us. Not we trying to pursue God, can't find him. And if you are frantically trying to get God to do this or that for you, my advice for you is chill out and realize that God is saying to every one of us, be still and know that I am God.
Learn more on Leading the Way with Dr. Michael Youssef
at 9:30 a.m. and p.m. daily on WCNO.
Where does a woman go when she's lost hope? Where does a woman go when she's so depressed she can't even get out of bed to take care of her children? They're desperate for healing. They're desperate for hope. And they're desperate for what we have to offer at the Women's Refuge. We welcome women to come for 2 weeks up to 2 years. We're able to individualize a program for them based on their particular need. We're dealing with mental health issues from a biblical perspective. At the Women's Refuge, we offer a Christian residential program for women and a biblical community counseling center for men, women, and families. We also provide support groups such as anger management, codependency, sexual abuse, and so much more. You're learning to break free from damaging issues and learn a new way to deal with other people and yourself. Don't let another day go by just surviving. Experience God's freedom today. Go to womensrefugevb.org and find out how.
Sunrise, walking on the waves. I have seen you heal the broken, free them from the chains. I've seen you lifted high, enthroned upon our praise. Oh, how great is your faithfulness. How great is your faithfulness. Overcome the grave, you stand alone victorious, you alone can save. You are good, and your mercy endures forever. You have overcome the darkness, overcome the grave, you stand alone victorious, you alone can save. You are good. You are good, and your mercy endures. You are with us in the silence, with us in the night. You are with us in the darkness, and led us to the light. You are with us in the valley, with us in the flood. You are with us here right now, with the power of your blood. Oh, how great is your faithfulness. How great is your faithfulness. You have overcome the darkness, overcome the grave. You stand alone victorious, you alone can save. You are good, you are good. And your mercy endures forever. You have overcome the darkness, overcome the grave. You stand alone victorious, you alone can save. You are good, and your mercy endures forever.
We lift up your good, and your mercy endures forever. You are good, you are good, your mercy endures forever. Lord, you're good, you are good, your mercy endures.
There is a name I love to hear. I love to sing its worth. It sounds like music in my ear, the sweetest name on earth. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus, because he first loved me. It tells me of a Savior's love, who died and set me free. It tells me of his precious blood, a sinner's perfect plea. Oh, oh, how I love Jesus.
Gift of love and peace.
Gift of love.
Jesus the Christ, Jesus our hope and life. A flame of faith in our heart,
a flame of faith,
proclaiming the day.
You can't.
This is the air I breathe. Your holy presence, living in me. This is my day. This is my daily bread. Your very word spoken to me, and I I'm desperate. And I'm lost without you. This is the air I breathe. This is the air. Your holy presence living in me. This is my day. This is my day. Your very
yeah. I wanna go.
I just got to go.
Yes, I wanna go over there.
Where Jesus is.
You know I
wanna go
over there. Where
Jesus is.
Yes,
I wanna go
over there.
Where Jesus is.
That's a real one. That's the reason I. Here's what I like about it. No more sickness over there, cheering away. There's no more pain. The former things are all passed away. Cheering away. That's the reason I. Waiting away.
Where Jesus is.
I got a mother and a father.
I got a lover over there.
Sister and a brother.
Where Jesus is.
I wanna meet them one day.
I've got a lover
hey,
over there.
Lord.
Where Jesus is.
That's the reason I. That's the reason I.
I just got to go.
There's no more dying over there. Oh yeah.
Where Jesus is.
There's a tree of life. That's the reason
I'm
pretty good reason. One more time, fellas. Yes, I wanna go over there.
Where Jesus is.
Will you meet me there?
I wanna go.
Will you meet me there?
Where Jesus is.
Yes,
I
hey,
Lord. Where Jesus is.
That's the reason I.
Thank you. shining, I will smile again when the sun comes shining over me. Though I cried through the night, in the morning light, joy will drive the pain from me. As the night turns into day, I'll wipe the tears away and finally see just what He has for me. When the sun comes shining, I will laugh again. When the sun comes shining over me, when the sun comes shining.
I'm not afraid to die. Hi there, this is John Nelson with FamiliesRecover.org. We offer hope and support for families being torn apart by addiction, enabling healthy decision-making that leads to a productive and meaningful lives. You can reach us at 772-285-5828.
This is Cynthia West.
I want to encourage you. Join me here on WCNO every Saturday morning at 8:30 a.m. for my program For Such a Time as This, where you will be encouraged through the Word of Jesus and be successful in your daily walk.
We pour out our praise. It's your praise. beauty unmatched. Your loveliness surrounds me. Astounding me. Your kindness has come, bringing sweet repentance, forgiveness. Sweet forgiveness. Oh, how I love you, Lord my God. Your mercy has quickly won my heart. Your love and your faithfulness surround me every day. Oh Lord, I love your ways. Your presence has come. Overwhelming joy is mine. You are mine. Your glory shines down. I am changed forever. Forever. Your mercy has quickly won my heart. Your love and your faithfulness surrounds me every day. Oh Lord, I love your ways.
And you're listening to WCNO in Palm City, Florida. So glad that you've tuned in today. Watch out, a few clouds out there. Make sure you're driving safe. Wanted you to bring to your attention, if you do not already know, that there is a bit of a depression, tropical depression, Fred, that south of us a ways, and we're expecting that to, looks like it's going to continue to move to the northwest there, and we should have some rain covering the state of Florida here in the hours that are coming up. And you're encouraged to get things in order, gather copies of your insurance policies, save your insurance, contact info, make a home business inventory, some of the basic things. We have hurricanes that come through Florida, so you're kind of familiar with that. But it wouldn't hurt to check in on your emergency supply kit. Make sure you have enough water, food, medication for each member of your family, as well as your pets. Don't forget them. And check your property. If you have things that are loose that might blow around or create a problem, you might want to put those in a safe place. And maybe check your roof. Make sure you don't have any shingles that are loose up there, if you are able to do that. And just kind of give a walk around. We're not expecting a real big storm here, but still, it's good when a storm's coming through to kind of be ready. Also, would be good to review your evacuation plans with your family. Make sure everyone's kind of on the same page. So we're going to lift this up in prayer. I also need to bring to your attention that the MAP Road Center ribbon cutting ceremony, the grand opening event, has been rescheduled because of the storm. And so this event was planned for this Saturday on the 14th, and it has been rescheduled until August the 28th. Once again, the MAP Road Town Center ribbon cutting and grand opening event. Boy, that's a long title, isn't it? That was scheduled for the 14th. It has been rescheduled for August the 28th, and that will be from 10 a.m. until 12 on August the 28th. So if you were planning to come over to Palm City for that event tomorrow, it would be good to just readjust your plans and maybe grab an umbrella and find a safe place to stay out of the bit of the storm that'll blow through tomorrow. Looks like it's mostly going to be on the other coast of Florida, but in any case, it's good to watch out for safety and be prepared. I also wanted to bring to your attention, in reference to COVID-19 testing sites, I've had some people make mention that they do not have insurance and they were concerned because they didn't know where to go for testing. And so the www.floridahealth.gov will give you some information. And the information that I have here at the station is saying that CVS will administer a test to those without insurance who are experiencing symptoms of COVID-19. And so that's CVS. That's one of the places you could go. And also Walgreens. Free COVID-19 testing is available to patients ages 3+. And so those are at least two areas where you could get a free COVID test, according to the information they're sending to us. And also, there's a little bit of a caution. Know that if you have been exposed to COVID or someone that you are close to perhaps has it, maybe a report was given in, there you may receive a call. Someone may call you just to check some of the details to from the health department, looking to kind of contain the information and also this disease. And keep this in mind, that someone that's checking in with you to verify information that is a part of the health professionals, they will never ask for your social security number. They will not ask for private financial information. They will not ask for a credit card number or any information with that. And they will not be sending you links unless to your computer, authorization links, unless that's something that you have already been notified of and you have information about. So just a little bit of information here today. Looks like we're getting ready to hit the top of the hour, and then we're going to go back to regular programming. But if you are able, whether you're driving or whatever you may be doing, why don't you join me for just a moment of prayer as we pray over our state and over our nation, as we are experiencing a serious spike with COVID. Father, I lift up our people. I lift up our nation. I lift up our listeners. We together pray today for your mercy. And Father, for your deliverance for our nation, pray for the healthcare workers, the doctors and nurses that are out there on the front line. It's a real tough job right now dealing with all of the sickness. And I pray, Father, you would strengthen them and protect them, keep them healthy. And I pray, Father, that the answers that are available, that they would be applied so that people who are able to get the help, that they will get it speedily. And we do ask this in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, guide us today. Keep us safe during the storm across our state. There's going to be a lot of rain coming, and just protect our nation. We ask for your mercy in this regards as well. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, thank you so much for joining us today. Keep that dial set on 89.9, and it is right now about 11:59. We're getting ready to go right into our regularly scheduled programs, and it's coming right up here in just